Hi, this is Dan. I'll be your guide tonight. Welcome to our weekly live guided Remember to Flourish Remembrance call. We offer these calls to provide a place for people who want to pursue mastery in leadership, which the world really needs, and we think is available with every human being has the capacity for. That's the way we can change the world's direction, the kind of the trajectory of the world to one that is shooting for flourishing, where every living thing thrives, as opposed to just getting by or worse. So it takes leadership. We think business is a great vehicle for making change, and masterful leaders will be the way that we think that we can move in that direction. So tonight, the way these calls work is I'll do a short teaching on a topic I've chosen, and then I'll lead the listeners into remembrance, and we'll see where that takes you. So tonight, the topic which came to me in remembrance was about disappointment and how disappointments can, at least temporarily, kind of derail us. I've had a couple of those this week, and found that I can learn a lot from this this experience of disappointment. So when I'm sitting in remembrance and looking at it, I realize that really disappointments are just missed expectations, and expectations are often, my own creation. I have set up the world to say it should be this way, and when it doesn't measure up to what I think it should be, or the way things ought to unfold, or the things I should get, or the experiences I should have, or the way other people ought to operate and behave, then I can get disappointed. So, but really, it's based on what I think the world ought to be, not the way the world actually is. So what happens in disappointment, because it's kind of my creation unmet, is that I forget that I already have everything that I need, that I've always been taken care of. And when I'm in connection with that, and the remembrance really helps me go there, access that knowing and that experience of being taken care of, then everything's okay again. Now, I want to make sure that I make the distinction between disappointment and grief or genuine sorrow over situations that might occur, a tragic accident that where we might lose a loved one, or maybe even happenings in the world where we just can't, we feel genuinely sorrowful for the suffering that's happening in the world. That's different than just disappointment. That touches into something deeper in us, the compassion that we have for, other human beings, for other living things, for the planet itself. And that's genuine sorrow that as human beings we can experience. And we can, I guess the lesson there I'd like to share is that even in those deeper levels that are beyond missed expectations, where we have grief and genuine sorrow, there is comfort available through the remembrance, through remembering that even in those times we're being taken care of, that even in those times there's mercy and compassion available. But back to disappointment for a second. If we let our disappointments mount up, they can fester inside. If we don't give them a little attention, because that's an emotion. Disappointment is an emotion. It's pointing to something that needs our attention. If we stuff them or we ignore them and we say, "Oh, it's not that bad," that can lead over time to discouragement, and then worst case, hopelessness and despair, and people can do some pretty serious things when they're in that state. So we don't want it to get that far. So it's not to, downgrade or just gloss over disappointments when they occur, but it's to say, "Oh, this is happening. This is disappointing. I feel, I have this kind of crestfallen moment here. What's actually going on?" And really be with it, experience it, because there's a teaching available and there's also comfort available in this kind of lower level of disappointment versus despair and hopelessness. So it can teach us about our desires, and we can learn about the illusionary quality of those desires. So when I say illusion, I mean these are desires as opposed to needs. That's where disappointment is usually shows itself. And they're fleeting in duration. If you think back to when you were a younger person and what you just couldn't live without back when you were in your teens and 20s or maybe even younger, compared to what you can, you know, not live without now, you think they're quite different for most people. And so that gives you a sense of, you know, these are not forever and ever kinds of things. This is not essential to your happiness when we have these disappointments. So our desires change over time, and that's just proof that the desire is not essential needs as a human being. So when we use remembrance to learn about the kind of the underpinnings or the deeper, human desires that we all experience, and how there's a lesson in there for us to return to looking for and getting back in touch with the trust that we are all taken care of in terms of the real needs that we have. Our essential needs are covered. And I'm not asking you to take that on faith. I'm asking you to experiment with the remembrance as a way to actually experience the truth in that statement. So we're gonna try that out tonight. Okay, so let's go do a little remembrance. When we start, we always want to know, we kind of want to put a stake in the ground and say, what's our current state of being, so that we can compare that later to any changes that may have occurred as a result of doing the remembrance. So as human beings, we're kind of consist of clay, and I say that as our physical, our emotional, and our mental states of being, and we are spirit. We are spiritual beings as well. We have access to these deeper realms in the knowledge and experience of our essentialness, our inner state that is transcendent. It's not dependent on our physical, emotional, and mental states. But let's start with the outer, and we'll move to the inner. So wherever you are, sitting, hopefully it's better to sit than to lay down for this. Otherwise, you'll go to sleep and you'll miss the moment. So wherever you're sitting, feel the your connection with the earth. This is our physical state. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel your rear end in the chair, or if you're sitting on the floor, your wherever your body is connecting with the earth, notice that. Feel the effects of gravity, kind of the weight. So I want you to pay attention to your body and the sensations that you're noticing there. And to help you kind of drop in a little more, you can take a few breaths and allow yourself just to relax into your body and your exhalations as you breathe out. Feel the your skin as it touches your clothing. Feel the musculature, the skeletal structure. If you tune in, you might even be able to, you know, feel the blood vessels and the nervous system in operation. And now bringing your attention back to your feet, noticing in the connection with the floor or the ground, wherever you are. If you tune in, you know, not even carefully, but just tune in, really focus in, you'll notice that there's another thing going on. There's kind of for me it feels like an electrical connection where there's an energetic flow happening, and everything is energy in this world. It's all connected. Everything's connected, and it's energy that shows up in different forms, some invisible and you can't see, feel, taste, or touch them, and others that are very tactile, they're very dense, like our bodies. So, but this flow, this core energy flows through everything and flows through us. So notice it flowing into your feet from the floor, and allow your feet to kind of melt into the floor. And then follow that energy through your body. So up your legs, your knees, your thighs, your gluteal muscles and sits bones, your lower back and lower belly, stomach area, solar plexus, middle and upper back, your chest, your shoulders. And as you're noticing, you're following it up, and you'll notice that the quality, the characteristics of this energetic flow change a little depending on where you are in your body. And you may notice that as you're going through, you're also holding tension. We live so much in our heads that we don't even realize that we're holding tension from the stresses of the day. So where you notice you're holding any kind of tension, you just allow yourself to relax. I just noticed in my shoulders, so I just allowed my shoulders to drop, and that helped me let go and become more aware. That really enhances your awareness. So let's keep going. Notice the energy in your throat. We often have unexpressed things that we're holding back, afraid to share. So that can be a source of tension, and that can be a source of energetic blockage. So your throat, your face. So let's check the, notice your chin, your mouth, your cheeks, your nostrils, your eyes, your eye sockets, forehead, your scalp. I think I forgot to mention shoulders. We carry a ton of stress and tension in our shoulders and our necks, particularly in our connected world where we're hovering over a box or a handheld square or rectangle a lot of the day. So notice, and just check out the whole thing from your connection on your feet all the way to the top of your head, and that energetic flow, where it's flowing, where it's constricted, where it's blocked. Nothing to fix, nothing to change, just noticing. Okay, good. Now, that's your physical state. Let's check your emotional state. So you've had a day, and stuff has happened, and stresses are experienced, and emotions accompany those. So what emotions are you aware of right now? Your families are glad, sad, mad, and scared. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of nuances in those families. So what are you most aware of? And know that that is intertwined with your physical state and their mental state, which is where we'll go next. And these are all intertwined. One affects the other two. All right, so as much as you're aware, sometimes it's very subtle. We feel like there is no emotions going on. But if you tune in, there's something there, no matter how subtle. And maybe you can't even name it, but you can experience it. All right, now let's check our mental state. And so this isn't the content, it's not the conversation that's going on in your mind, it's just the activity level and the quality of that activity. So does your mind feel calm and, integrated? Does it feel scattered and distracted? Does it feel tired and maybe numbed out a little bit, somewhere in those, let's call that a spectrum? What's your current state of mind? and mental activity. Okay, good. Now let's just, you know, kind of step back and notice the whole package, physical, emotional, and mental state of being. This is our starting point. That's our what's happening in the clayness of us. And now we're going to check our spiritual state, and we do that by going into our heart and seeing what's going on in our heart. But to get there, to help you get there, let's do a little breathing. So take a big deep breath and hold, you know, to the count of four. And hold it for four. And now exhale to the count of four. And hold for four. And when you exhale, just let go and drop in. So let's do that two more times. Deep breath in, hold, exhale completely, hold, and repeat. Here we go, two more times. Okay, so hopefully that helped you drop into a deeper place. And if you did feel the effects of that and they were helpful in drawing you in, you can come back to your breath as a vehicle for dropping in deeper while we're doing the remembrance, or if you find yourself up in your mind, which is so normal and common. All right, well, let's drop into our heart now and kind of helps to locate it. So imagine you're inside a couple inches below the middle of your sternum. And what is the state of your heart? Your heart is the doorway. It's the doorway to your inner state of being, your essential state of being. So is your heart open, soft, and receptive? Or does it feel somewhat closed, kind of hardened and looking away, kind of disengaged? Doesn't matter where you start, just notice and trust what you're sensing is the state of your heart. Does your heart have a weight? Does it feel heavy, light, or normal, like healthy? What we're going for as we drop into remembrance is to allow our heart to open more, to soften more, to receive what is out there for us to receive. But we start where we are. So, all right. So now with your attention in your heart, add your remembrance word or phrase. This is the word you or phrase you chose. It symbolizes for you the source of everything you need, everything that's available, always available, which is basically every need you can possibly have. I know that's a big statement. That's an amazing thing to comprehend, and it is incomprehensible, but it is available 24/7, 365, every moment, every second, every nanosecond. All we have to do is remember that and allow ourselves to receive the nourishment that is essential to our well-being. So go ahead and start repeating your word or phrase in your heart and just watch what happens. And as you repeat, allow your heart to open more. Drop in. And there is no effort required, so it's just an allowing, it's a letting go. So keep going. If it seems like nothing's happening, then be curious about what is nothing happening like, and just keep paying attention and repeating your remembrance. Like dropping below the turbulence on the surface of the ocean to the calm underneath. We're making a deposit in your spiritual bank account here. Now, if you have a current disappointment that you're aware of, you can allow yourself to experience what that's like. It's not to shove it away or wish it away. It's to actually be with it and the emotions that accompany that experience of the disappointment. And let the water, the cleaning water, the soothing water, the comforting water of the remembrance, wash that disappointment and wrap it up in compassion. So we go for about 5 more minutes. So keep going, keep opening, keep letting go. Dropping in deeper and deeper as you repeat your remembrance. And if you're aware of some specific need you have, then it could be comfort, it could be clarity. It could be, you know, wisdom about what's needed next. Whatever you need, you can ask for it in remembrance. Just be open to receive. Okay, a couple more minutes, and then we'll wrap it up for tonight. Keep going. Okay, so that's the end of our guided portion of the call tonight. Are there any questions, comments, or I guess we'll leave it at that before we sign off. Okay, well, thanks for joining, and keep remembering. Your life will be immeasurably better. Good night till next week. Bye-bye.